Here's Chica on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, the colder weather is here, but it looks like it might break. Papagan will give us the details on the forecast in a few minutes. Sad news this weekend on Saturday morning. Multiple fire companies went to a fire in Millerton. Those companies included Amenia, Wasaic, and Copic, Ancrum, Hillsdale, Sharon, and Lakeville. They were called out to a fire in a private house next to Gilmore Glass in Millerton. Two people were reported to have perished in that fire. The first alarm was called in around 8:30. Reportedly, the fire was still smoldering around 4 p.m. Amy Yang was the owner of the house and a local business owner of the Chinese restaurant in Millerton, a mother of four. Two people perished in that fire. A GoFundMe page has been set up to accept donations. You can go to RobinHoodRadio.com's Facebook page. We've got the link there. And also, I've got it on my personal page, which is Marshall Miles. Save Sharon Hospital had a rally on the green in Sharon yesterday, beginning at 3 o'clock. That rally featured many speakers from New York and Connecticut, political parties, Republican and Democratic, and, of course, various people around town. They also had petitions there for people to sign. You can find out more information at SaveSharonHospital.org. By the way, that video is up on our website on Facebook, which is, of course, WHDDRobinHoodRadio.com. Monterey, Massachusetts voters have approved an investigator to probe a slew of complaints and election recall to oust officials. Voters went to an outdoor pavilion on a chilly Saturday, settling two looming questions amid worsening turbulence at town hall. They voted 60-35 to pay $10,000 for an independent investigator to start a probe about what now appears to be at least 13 complaints by town officials against each other, staff, and a couple of residents. And they also said yes by a vote of 68-11 to a citizen's petition asking the town for an election recall provision, but not without an amendment to change it from a bylaw to an act of the legislature, since that's the only path for the town without a charter. The provision, it was initiated by former Select Board Chairman Donald Coburn and his wife. It was signed by 113 residents and is currently directed at Select Board member John Weingold. In Massachusetts, a school weigh in on vaccine mandates. The Great Barrington health officials are now reluctant to step in for a stricter policy. A school official in South County considers mandates that students take COVID-19 shots. One Board of Health member says it's too soon to require them for school children, while parents are still scouring safety evidence about vaccines that were approved this week for younger children. Amherst Board of Health, for instance, added COVID-19 shots to the list of vaccines mandated for students. South County towns appear wary of such an edict. The health boards in five towns whose students attend the Southern Berkshire Regional School District would only encourage vaccination, even though district officials voted in favor of mandates from those boards. If you'd like to book a COVID vaccine 19 for ages 5 through 11 in New York, a new state website has been set up to find those shots. The governor on Friday revealed the website and released additional details about the rollout of the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccination group for that age group. If you want more information or want to make an appointment, 1-800-232-0233 is the telephone number to call. A developer in Massachusetts has opted not to buy a former Great Barrington nursing home, but now another one is on deck. The developer, who was granted town approval to convert a former nursing home into rental apartments, has backed out, but a new developer might be poised to take over the project. The property in question is the former Great Barrington Nursing and Rehab Center off Route 23, within walking distance of downtown. In addition to increasing the building square footage, the approved plans allow for a gym, public garden, and a dog grooming station. The building sits on 4.1 acres. The developer, John Halpern of Great Barrington Development, LLC of Southfield, confirmed to the Berkshire Eagle that he has backed out from purchasing the property and redeveloping it. So meetings coming up this week in our area in Sharon. Coming up today, Sharon Green Committee at 4, the Sharon Board of Education at 6, and the Inland Wetlands Commission at 6:30. In Salisbury, the Pathways Committee meets tonight at 6:30. Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets tonight from 6:30 till 7. In Sheffield, the Board of Health has a meeting tonight at 5:30, Conservation Commission at 7. Kent, the Streetscape Building Committee has a meeting tonight at 5:30. Park and Rec Director Search Committee has a meeting at 7 p.m. Falls Village has their doubleheader tonight, Board of Finance regular meeting at 6:30, followed by the Board of Selectmen regular meeting. In Cornwall at 6:30, the Park and Recreation meeting via Zoom, a Freedom of Information meeting. It's virtual. Freedom of Information and public meetings in the Zoom age are now topics of a special meeting at 7 p.m. via Zoom. The Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee has a meeting set for tonight at 6:30 at the Town Hall. In North Canaan, a monthly meeting of the Board of Selection at 7 p.m. tonight. The Planning and Zoning Commission also meets in North Canaan tonight at 7 p.m. In Hillsdale, there's a Planning Board meeting that is set for 7:30. In Sharon, coming up tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting that is set for 3 o'clock. In Salisbury tomorrow, the Salisbury Historic District Commission meets at 9 o'clock. At 5:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission special meeting at 5:30, and the Salisbury Rec Commission meets at 7:30. In Cornwall tomorrow at 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee has a Zoom meeting. In Kent, the Architectural Review and Board meeting is coming up tomorrow. That is set for 5:30. The Dover Union Free School District is meeting tomorrow from 5 until 6 p.m., and at 6 p.m., the Board of Education meeting will be held. Sharon Hospital is hosting two roundtable discussions, providing open forums for community members to ask questions and provide feedback on the facility's transformative plans. Tuesday, November 9th, 6 to 7:30 at the Sharon Town Hall, and Thursday, November 18th, 4 to 5:30. Those are probably sold out due to COVID regulations. They will be videoed and shown also live. Video will be shown on CATV 6 at a later date. In Cornwall on November 10th at 10:30 in the morning, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a meeting. Sharon on the 10th has their Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 5:30. The Village of Millerton on Wednesday has a meeting of the Planning Board meeting that is set for 7 p.m. In Sheffield on Wednesday at 7 p.m., also the Planning Board meeting. In Cornwall on the 13th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., it's the Holiday Fair at the United Church of Christ, 8 Bolton Hill Road, and of course that is in Cornwall, Connecticut. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by the way, they have a new tapas menu, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 36,327.95, the NASDAQ at 15,971.59, and the S&P 500 at 4697.53. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.